Okay, thank you for tuning in to my podcast. My name is Bill Cox, and I'm going to be doing my second podcast. I want to first thank everybody that emailed me that enjoyed the first podcast. On the first podcast, I demonstrated the Viper program, and where I actually demonstrated one of the wizards that comes with the Viper program, which was the Daily Report wizard. I demonstrated how a totally blind vending stand operator could actually do his own or her own daily report without any sighted assistance. And there was a lot of people that said they really enjoyed it. So what I'm going to be doing on this podcast is actually showing you how to install the Viper program, and then after you install it, how to set it up. Okay, and that's what I'm going to be doing today. I want to say to all of you that emailed me, I didn't explain it on the first podcast, that the Viper program is my own personal project. I actually wrote it myself, and I started out as a little small thing I wanted to do on my job for inventory purposes, and it grew from there to several different wizards that I have written that I use on my job and I use at home. So I kind of call myself a programmer, I guess. I didn't really go to school to learn it. I taught myself through ordering programming books through the RFB, Recording for the Blind. Kind of taught myself. So where I want to say this right here, actually I want to say this. I met a friend of mine back in 1987 named Donald Turan. He lives in Norfolk, worked for the Army Corps of Engineers. And he introduced me to programming. He was a blind programmer. He introduced me, got me started, gave me about 8 lessons. And I started going from there and learning more and more until I got to the point where I got pretty efficient with it, proficient with it rather. And so I've written a few programs that I use myself. And they work real good, and they give me a sense of independence that I like. Okay, so what I'm going to do now is I'm going to show you how this program is installed and how to set it up. Okay, first thing, I have the program on a CD that I burnt it on, and I'm going to insert it into my CD-ROM drive, and it should automatically come up running. So that's what I'm going to do right now. I'm going to close the door on CD-ROM, and it should actually come up running. Okay, it's spinning now, so it should come up in a few minutes.
See Windows System 32 CMD.x. Cancel. I don't know where this program is from or what it's for. Allow. I trust this program. I know where it's from or I've used it before. Cancel. I don't know where this program is from or what it's for.
Okay, well, of course, you know, I got Vista, and you know how Vista is. You got to accept this, and I'll tell you, sometimes it's good, but sometimes it can be a pain.
Tab, cancel, I don't, tab, details button, tab, cancel button, to act, tab, allow button, to activate, press space bar,
I'm going to say allow.
See Windows System 32 CMD.x, fsetup.x, Viper install destination drive dialog. Installation will be made into the following directories on your hard drive. If you want to install the different directories or on the different drive, specify the paths above. To continue installation, choose continue or press enter. To cancel installation, choose cancel, continue button, to activate, press space bar.
Okay, I'm in the installation program. I'm going to read that screen back a little bit.
Root jaws to PC. Top of 5. Install destination drive dialog. Graphic
964. Install destination drive.
Installation will be made into the following. Graphic 571 directories on your hard drive.
It tells you the installation is going to be made into a directory on your hard drive.
Install the runtime files to.
And you're going to install the runtime files to.
CPOP 7.
Okay, all your files are going to be installed to your C drive on the root directory. And it's going to be installed in a folder called Bob 7, B-O-B 7. Now, I just chose that name when I wrote the program because, like I say, I am a vending stand operator in the state of Virginia. And we called our program Business Opportunities for the Blind, B-O-B. So I just kind of named it Bob 7 because this is about the seventh version of this program that I have done. So it's going to install the files into a C drive in a folder called Bob 7.
Install the application files to C Bob 7. If you want to install the different directories or on the different drive, specify the paths above.
So what you can do, you can actually install it in another drive, but I don't recommend that. In fact, I haven't really tested it. When I think about it, I've only installed it in Bob 7, so I highly recommend that you don't change that. Leave that at the default.
Drive, specify the paths above. PC cursor continue button.
Okay, so what you do now, hit the space bar to continue.
Space, setup alert dialog. You are now ready for installation. To complete installation, choose install or press enter. To cancel installation, choose cancel install button. To activate, press space.
Okay,
bar,
give you an option right here where you can cancel installation if you want to. But if you want to continue installation, just hit space bar again.
Space.
And it should start installing. The installation process is really fast and quick. It don't take long to install it. And it's really simple. It really just hit the space bar twice.
Install notification dialog. Would you like to view the readme.txt file now? Yes button to activate. Press space bar. Alt plus Y.
Okay, now they ask you, do you want to view the readme file? And you can say yes or no. It's on yes by default. And what I'm going to do, since I have the time, I'm going to hit the space bar on yes, and I'm going to let you see what some of the things that's in the readme file. I recommend that you read this. There's some important information in it.
Space, set up readme file. Read only edit. Use your reading keys to read the text. Top of file. Thank you for using Viper version 7. Viper is an acronym for visually impaired people earning respect. This business program was written for blind vendors. It was designed to be user-friendly and speech-friendly. Even though it appears to be a Windows-based program, it is actually running in the DOS window. Windows programs are designed with sighted people in mind. They are graphically oriented and require a lot of mouse manipulation. This program is text-oriented and require no mouse clicking. It can be solely operated with a keyboard. Viper will allow a totally blind vendor the opportunity to do his or her own daily reports, quarterly inventories, weekly ordering, and payroll sheets. Blank.
Okay, so it comes on and it tell you that this is a program written for the blind. You don't need a mouse. It's a text-based program. No graphics. You can do this solely with the keyboard, which makes it real good if you are a blind person. Now I'm going to read a little bit further in it.
Program instructions.
Now I put some program instructions in it also.
1. When you first start Viper version 7, it will not have speech. So you need to set the JAWS echo to all with insert plus S.
When you first start the Viper program, it says it won't have speech. So you have to set your JAWS settings to echo rather to all. And that's with insert S. And you can just keep hitting the S key until you get to all. I think the selections are highlighted text, no text, and all text. You want to put it on all text. And that way when the Viper program come up, it will come up reading.
2. If you want JAWS to read the program screens properly, please install the recommended JAWS scripts.
Now, it'll bring you, once you install Viper, it'll bring you to a JAWS selection screen. And you select what version of JAWS you're using, and it will automatically install the scripts for you.
3. If JAWS is not reading the screen properly, make sure the screen is maximized.
Now, one thing these are just some things that I recommend that you do. If the screen is not maximized in the Viper program, sometimes it won't read everything. So you want to make sure that your screen is maximized.
4. To maximize the screen, click the maximize icon at the top of the screen or Alt plus space bar and X. 5. When entering dates, the year section is 4 digits, 2009.
Okay. But of course, you're not to maximize the screen. In the Viper program, you can go to the top and click on the maximize button, or you can do the space bar, the Alt space bar, and then the letter X, and that should maximize the screen.
6. For message prompts, press the Y key to answer yes or the N key.
When you enter in dates, always enter the year with 4 digits. Don't put in 09. You would have to put in 2009.
The answer no.
On the yes and no prompts, for if it asks you a question, do you want to do this or that, you press Y for yes and N for no.
7. Remember that the X key will let you exit most menus or screens.
And also remember that most menus and screens that you go in, if you want to exit out of a screen or menu, just hit the letter X on the keyboard. So that was just some basic things that it would help you to know before you start running the Viper program. It would make it a whole lot easier for you to know these things in advance. So that's what the readme file has, a little information to get you started. And I'm going to close that.
Menu, file, E. File menu, exit, X, menu
okay,
bar,
leaving
menu bar, Viper install, setup notification dialog, installation is now complete, OK button to activate, press space bar, Alt plus O.
It tells me now, when I came out of the readme file, that the installation is complete. And that's basically all it is to installing it. You put the CD in, it automatically comes up. You hit your space bar once to let you know that you accept the default directory. And then you hit your spacebar again to let the program know that you want to start the installation process. And then if you want to read the readme file, you can. If you don't, you can just say no and it won't. And then basically that's the installation process. Okay, and
okay button.
I'm going to hit spacebar for okay. Because it's telling me to press okay. The process of installation is completed, so I hit okay.
Space. See users Mancox 56 app data roaming Microsoft Windows start menu programs Viper folder view list.
And what it's doing now is creating a folder in your program menu. The folder is going to be called Viper, and inside the Viper folder, you're going to have two icons. You're going to have the README icon, and you're going to have the Viper icon. So you're going to have to go to your program menu. Arrow down to Viper, open it up and go in and click on the Viper icon to get the Viper program started. So right now my disk drive is still spinning, so it's still doing something. Even though it said that the installation is completed, it really has a few little other things it had to do before it's really completed. So you can't listen for the disk drive when it starts spinning, then you know it's really completed.
Not selected product readme 102.
Now, actually, it automatically took me to the program menu, so I'm actually already in the program menu. And let me see which one I'm on.
Not selected product readme 102.
And it put me on the readme icon, so I'm gonna arrow over.
Folder view list view Viper 202.
To Viper. So now I'm on the Viper icon, and if I click on that, it will start the Viper program. Now, like I said, before you click on that, I recommend that you set your JAWS echo to all. Insert S and just toggle through it until you get to all. Leave it there, and when the Viper program come up, it'll come up speaking. That if you don't have the strips already installed, the JAWS strips. Now, I'm sorry to say this, but I have never used anything other than JAWS, so I'm not familiar with WindowEyes and System Access or any of the other screen readers. So I really don't know how to get it to work, the speech to work. I haven't tried it yet. I'm sure if I bought a copy of Windows, I could work with it and find out how to make some scripts or whatever I had to do to get it to read the screens in the Viper program. But I've only done it with JAWS. I've been a JAWS user ever since I been blind. I lost my sight in 71, and so I've been, working with JAWS for a long time, and I'm thinking about buying one now just to learn it anyway. But anyway, right now the program I said will only I recommend you use JAWS with the program. So now that I got it started, what I'm gonna do now, I'm gonna click on the Viper icon and get the Viper program started. Now, when I click on it, it's gonna come up talking. It's gonna come up with speech because I already have my Viper scripts already installed in my JAWS folder, so it's gonna automatically come up speaking. But when you do it, it won't come up speaking. Not in the beginning.
Viper 2 of 2. Enter. Record 1644.4 left parent 2%. Search daily report wizard dash left bracket command right bracket command file edit window help Windows version selection screen. Choose the Windows version that you are using colon. For Windows XP, press X. For Windows Vista, press B to exit the program. Press 0. Make your choice colon.
When you first go into the Viper program, it comes into a operate a Windows operation version screen, or let me read that.
JAWS to PC. Top daily report wizard. File menu bar. Blank. Blank. Windows version selection screen.
Windows version selection screen. You have to let the program know if you're using XP or Vista. Even though it will run off on 95 and 98 too. But I recommend XP Professional or Vista.
Blank. Blank. Choose the Windows version that you are using colon. Blank, blank. For Windows XP, press X. Blank. For Windows Vista, press V. Blank. To exit the program, press 0.
Okay, so I'm gonna hit V because I'm actually have a laptop and it has Vista on it, so I'm gonna hit V.
You have chosen Windows Vista as your operating system. Are you sure? Hold and press Y for yes and for no.
I'm gonna press Y for yes.
Why?
Up under like JAWS dash program, JAWS version selection screen, enter one of the JAWS versions below colon, version 6.0, version 6.20, version 7.0, version 7.10, version 8.0, version 8.1, version 9.0, version 10.0. Don't forget to use the decimal point when entering version numbers. Enter the version that you are using colon.
Okay, and now it takes me to a JAWS version screen, and I have to choose the version that I am using. Then it goes from 6.0 to 10.0. I haven't actually put in 11 yet, but I need to do that. And that just a matter of maybe 10 minutes or so. But let me
JAWS to PC.
read it back.
Top daily file menu blank. JAWS version selection screen.
JAWS version selection screen.
Blank, blank, blank. Enter one of the JAWS versions below colon.
Enter one of the JAWS versions below.
Blank, blank. Version 6.0.
6.0.
Version 6.20.
6.20.
Version 7.0.
7.0.
Version 7.10.
7.10.
Version 8.0.
8.0.
Version 8.1.
8.1.
Version 9.0.
9.0.
Version 10.0.
And 10.0, the last one.
Enter the version that you are using colon.
So I'm going to enter 10.0 because that's the version of JAWS that I'm using on this laptop. So I'm going to put in
1, 0, period,
0,
0,
10.0.
And I'm going to hit enter.
Enter.
Installing JAWS scripts to the JAWS 10.0 folder. Please wait. CBOB 7DB55 run.pip visual dbase run command daily report wizard dash left bracket up underline JAWS dash program right bracket up underline JAWS dash program file edit window help JAWS scripts for Vista was copied to the user and folder. CBOB 7DB55 run.pip daily report wizard dash left bracket up underline JAWS dash program right bracket up underline JAWS dash program file edit window help JAWS scripts for Vista was copied to the shared and folder. All the scripts for this program were successfully transferred to the JAWS version 10.0 folder. 0. Operating system is Vista. Directory is CBOB. /bob7/0. There is a problem with the explorer.x file. The explorer.x file should be more than 2,900,000 bytes. The explorer.x file is only 1,033,700
bytes. It's saying there's a problem, but it's going to fix it.
The explorer.x file will be copied from the Windows directory. File edit Windows.
It checks to see if the explorer.x file is the right one. Vista and XP have a different explorer.x file. So if you find the wrong one, it actually changes that. So it automatically corrects that.
A database business program designed and written for the blind. With this program, a blind vendor will have access to a reservoir of important business data. You will find that this program is user-friendly and requires very little computer knowledge and minimal typing skills. Since this program was written for the blind, it does not require a mouse. It can be solely operated with a keyboard. If you are visually challenged and desire independence, then here it is. Press the space bar to continue.
Okay, it's finished. It said that it successfully installed my JAWS scripts to the JAWS 10 folder, to the shared folder, and to the user folder. All that was done successfully. It found the ExplorerX file was not the right one for the version, and it corrected that automatically. And then it came and it read that. Let me read that back to you, the last thing.
JAWS to PC. Top. Daily. Daily. File. Blank. 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 Welcome to Viper version 7.
And then it gives the welcome screen.
Blank. Welcome to Viper version 7. A database business program designed and blank. Written for the blind. Written for the blind. With this program, a blind vendor will have access to a reservoir of important business data. You will find that this program is user-friendly and requires very little computer knowledge and minimal typing skills. Since this program was written for the blind, it does not require a mouse. It can be solely operated with a keyboard. If you are visually challenged and desire independence, then here it is. Press the space bar to continue.
Now, one thing about the Viper program, it was written by a blind man, a totally blind man, which is me. And so it's very vocal. It gives you all the information on the screen. Sometimes, if I got one problem with it, I will complain about. Sometimes, it might give you just a little bit too much information sometimes. But it reads everything on the screen. That means if you copy and sometimes things, it'll even read the files that you copy and all that. Sometimes, it gives you a little bit too much information. But that's what we need. When you blind, you need to know what's going on the screen. You know, it's not like with the Windows program with the beautiful icons that you can't see. We need information. So that's what the Viper program does. It speaks it out to you. You're going to hear what's going across the screen. Okay, now I'm going to continue. It said,
press
the space bar to continue.
// the user authorization section. Enter your authorization code ://
Now this is a user authorization part of the program. So you have to put in a authorization.
Enter your authorization code ://
I'm gonna put in mine.
23///
9 1 2 1 2 12/9 21 1 3 13/3 1 5 2 4
Command results. Welcome to the database preparation section. This section will prepare the database files for a new business. There are about 78 database files that need to be configured. Press the space bar to start the file configuration process.
Now after I put in my authorization, it took me to this screen and let me know that I'm in the database preparation section. And it's about 78 files that have to be configured. Now, what this does, it goes through all your database files and it cleans them out. It configures them. It sets them up because it's getting ready to set up all my files for a new business. So it makes sure that all the files are emptied out first. And then it configures and put the information back in them that it needs to put in them. This process takes a few minutes. So I'm going to press the space bar and start that.
Space.
Command results. Your daily report files are being configured. Please wait. Command results. Your inventory files are being configured. Please wait. Configuring the Bob7 back directory. Please wait. Command results. File edit window help configuring the backdrop last day and mode directories. Please wait. CBOP7DB55run.pif. CBOP7DB55run.pif. Daily record wizard dash left bracket up underline JAWS dash program right bracket up underline JAWS dash program. File edit window help configuring the record directory. Please wait. File edit window help configuring
okay,
the
countdown out.
Directory. Please
it's,
wait.
It's cleaning out all the directories. Make sure all the information is gone.
You are ready to go to the setup data input section. This section of the program is where you input the data that will be used by the program to customize your business. Make sure you input correct data. Press the space bar to go to the setup data input section.
Okay, I'm gonna read this last information.
Top daily report file met blank. All the database files have been configured.
It lets you know that all the database files have been configured.
You are ready to go to the setup data input section.
Now you're ready to go to the setup data input section. This is where you input your data.
This section of the program is where you input the data that will be used by the program to customize your business. Make sure you input correct data. Blank. Press the space bar to go to the setup data input
okay,
section.
Okay, now, if I press the space bar, it's going to take me to the setup data input section. This way I'm going to input my personal business data. Okay, I'm going to press the space bar.
// Welcome to the setup data input section. Make sure that all the data that you put in is correct. If you accidentally put in some wrong data, you will have a chance to correct it. So do not worry. Please do not use slashes to separate telephone numbers, social security numbers, or dates and input prompts. The program will provide its own separators. When entering dates, use the /DD/YYY format. Enter your first business date now. //
Okay, now I'm at the screen where it's asking me to enter my first business date. But before that, it tells me that you don't have to input any slashes when you're putting in dates. They already be there, and it lets you know that social security numbers, there's separators are already there. You don't have to do any of that. The program takes care of that. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to, and it lets you know also, don't worry if you put in something wrong, because you will have a chance to review it before you accept it. So I'm going to
enter your first business date now //.
I'm going to say my first business date. Well, the day is September the 23rd. And the business quarter ends September the 30th. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to actually start a new quarter. Since I'm just doing this, I'm practicing this, I'm going to actually set it up for the beginning of a new quarter. And the quarter starts October 1st. So I'm going to put in October 1st as the beginning of the next quarter date.
10/01/2009.
First business date is Thursday, October 1st, 2009. Is this date correct?
And like I told you, for the year, you put in 2009. And it asked me,
is this date correct?
Is it correct? And I'm going to say yes.
Why?
Command results. Enter your assistant's name. Enter your stamp number, colon. Enter your business name, colon. Enter your business address, colon. Enter your assistant's name.
Now it takes me to a screen where it asks me, enter my assistant name, where I actually have two vending stands on the Quantico Marine Base in Virginia. And I'm going to set it up for one of them. And I'm going to do facility 98. In the state of Virginia, we have numbers. We go by numbers. So I'm gonna
enter your assistant's name.
My assistant name. I'm gonna just make up this information. I'm gonna say Mary Jones.
M A R Y space J O N E S S. Enter
Mary Jones. Enter your stand number, colon.
My stand number. I actually can put in my real stand number, 98.
98.
Enter your business name, colon.
My business name is going to be, that's at Bill Cafe.
B-I-L-L space C-A-F-E, enter.
Bill Cafe. Enter your business address, colon.
That's in my business address. I'm going to put in a number.
3,
I'm just
2,
make this
32.
Up.
3, space.
3.
J.
J.
O. S. P.
P.
E. P.
F.
Space.
H.
S-T-R-E-E-T, enter.
3233 Joseph Street.
I put in 30-something Joseph Street. I made that up.
Enter city, state, and zip code.
I'm putting in actually city, too.
U-U-A-N-T-I-C-O, Cook, State, P-A, here, space, 22134, enter.
//, Quantico, Virginia. Enter your business telephone number, colon, //.
I'm going to put in my business telephone number. I'm going to make that one up to 2 2 2 3 3 3 4 4 4 4
Enter.
Slash slash. Enter your business fax number colon
and
slash
put
slash.
In a fax number. Make that one up.
2 2 2 3 3 3 8 8 8 8 220
Enter 0.0. Enter petty cash 0.00.
Petty cash. I'm gonna put in that $1,200 petty cash.
Period.
In the state of Virginia, when you when they start you off in business, they give you they stock your store up and they give you a certain amount of money to get started with, which is called a petty cash. I'm gonna say $1,200.
Enter
0.0. Enter your last inventory amount colon 0.00.
In Virginia, we do an inventory annually, and I'm gonna say my last inventory amount. Let's say it was $5,000.
5.00.
Just putting that in. I'm just making
zero,
that up.
Enter
0.0. Last quarter's expense amount 0.00.
Last quarter expense amount. Well, that comes on our quarterly statement. We get a quarterly statement every 3 months. And it lets us know how much our total expenses and all that was. I'm gonna say $10,000.
10,000.
10,000.
Enter.
Confirmation screen. First day of business underlined Thursday, October 1st, 2009. Assistant name underlined Mary Jones. Business facility number underlined 98. Business trade name underlined Bill Cafe. Business addresses 3233 Joseph Street, City, State and Zip is Quantico, Virginia 22,134. Business telephone number underlined 222/333/4444. Business fax number underlined 222/333/8888. Petty cash underlined 1,200.00. Inventory amount is 5,000.00. Last quarter's expense amount is 10,000.00. Is the above information correct?
And of course it's correct, but I noticed something too that is keep reading the underline that, because before the information I have some underscores that separate the information, and Jaws is reading that information. So what I'm going to do is right quick, I'm going to cut my punctuation down to some, and that'll stop that. Let me do that right quick.
Jaws context menu to navigate, press up or down, utility options submenu, enter, basics, voices submenu, enter, global adjustment, .. G, enter. Leaving menus, global voices dial, tab, voice, rate, tab, voice punctuation, colon, combo box, most, 3 of 4, sum, tab, voice up, tab, say all, tab, okay button, to add,
enter,
daily report, wizard
okay.
Of Jaws Pro,
and I,
is the above information
I just
correct?
Took care that I went in Jaws and cut my punctuations to sum instead of most. If you have it on most, it'll read a lot of the information, punctuation, and things on the screen that you don't really need to hear. So I just cut that to some, and that'll eliminate that problem. Okay.
Is the above information correct?
Is the above information correct? I'm going to hit Y for yes.
Why?
Is the Bill Cafe open on weekends?
It asked me, is the Bill Cafe open on weekends? And no, I'm not open on weekends. I'm in a office building on the Marine base, and the people in that building only work Monday through Friday, so I'm off on Saturdays and Sundays. So I'm gonna say no. I'm hitting the end for no.
End of quarter confirmation screen. Business quarter number 1. Business days for week 5. End of quarter date Thursday, December 31st, 2009. The end of fiscal year date is Thursday, September 30th, 2010. Is the above information correct?
Now it'll take me to a screen, and I'm gonna read that.
Top, daily report with file menu, blank, end of quarter confirmation screen.
It's called the end of quarter confirmation screen. What this screen does, it takes the date that I inputted, and it, from there it generates what the last day of the quarter is going to be, and then it also generates what the end of the fiscal year is going to be from your from the date that you put in as your first business date.
Blank, business quarter number 1.
Okay, let you know that the quarter that you're in is quarter 1, and it's true. October to December is quarter 1, because the fiscal year ends September the 30th.
Business days for week 5.
5 days a week. Like I said, we work Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. It's 5 days a week.
End of quarter day Thursday, December 31st, 2009.
Thursday, December the 31st, 2009 is the last day of the quarter. That's the last business day in the first quarter. And
the end of fiscal year date is Thursday, September 30th, 2010.
And it said that the end of the fiscal year day is Thursday, September 30th, 2010, which is correct. And the program automatically generates that information.
Is the above information correct?
And you hit Y for yes.
Y.
0.0002 input prompts. Do not forget to add a decimal point when you add your business profit percentage. Enter business profit percentage. 0.00. How many companies are you ordering from?
And then it takes you to a screen where it wants to know two things. Your business profit percentage and how many companies do you order from. And I must
enter business profit percentage. 0.00.
And I'm going to put in 0.45. Everybody work off a percentage, and that's according to what you're selling and what kind of facility that you run. If you're running a facility that only sells snacks and stuff like that, your percentage is going to be lower. But I runs about a 45% or 44%. So I'm going to put in 0.45. Enter.
0.0. How many companies are you ordering from?
How many companies? I order from about maybe 14 different companies probably, but I'm just putting in 10. You don't have to be accurate on this right here, because it's just, you'll see why later why I asked this information.
1, 0.
10.
Enter.
Business profit percentage 0.45. Companies that you order from 10. Is the above information correct?
Why for yes?
Why?
Deposit day screen. Choose one of the following options. For Monday deposit, press 1. For Tuesday deposit, press 2. For Wednesday deposit, press 3. For Thursday deposit, press 4. For Friday deposit, press 5.
Okay, now I'm in a deposit screen. Like I told you in the beginning, this program is very simple. Yes and no, basically. That's what you're doing. And like I say, every now you might have to input some information. But basically, it's yes and no prompts. And asking you now what deposit day. And Monday was 1, Tuesday, so I'm going to hit 5 for Friday.
5.
Welcome to the tax scale program. Do you pay city food taxes?
Now, everybody don't pay city food taxes. I'm on a Quantico Marine base, federal property, so I don't have to pay sales taxes. And some facilities, they do, but I don't have to, so I'm going to say no. I don't pay any food taxes.
Vending collected section. Do you empty any vending machines?
Do I empty any vending machines? I do. In this particular facility, I do now. I have another one that I do not have any vending machines. That's why sometimes I wonder why they call it a vending stand, because this actually, I've been in the program 30 years. This is the first time I ever been had to empty a vending machine, I think. But in this particular place, I do have 3 vending machines. So I'm going to say yes, I do empty vending machines.
Do you empty any vending machines?
So yes.
Why?
Enter vending machine name.
Now they ask me, I have 3 vending machines. So I'm going to put that information. I put in, I have a Pepsi machine.
Enter.
Confirmation screen. Vending machine name is Pepsi. Is the above information?
Why?
Do you want to add another vending
yes.
machine?
Yes.
Enter vending machine name.
C-O-K-E.
I have
enter.
Coke machine.
Confirmation screen. Vending machine name is Coke. Is the above information?
Why?
Do you want to add another vending
yes.
machine?
Why?
Enter vending machine name.
S-A-A-C-A.
I have a snack machine.
Enter.
Confirmation screen. Vending machine name is Snack. Is the above information?
Why?
Do you want to add another vending machine?
I just have 3 machines. I'm saying no.
Important note. If you empty your own vending machines, all the vending money collected must be run upon register category 2. Press any key to continue.
But just a little note. Did I take the vending machine money that I empty out of my machine? That runs it through my cash register. But I puts it on register category 2 so I can actually keep it separate. Because vending money, you don't have to pay taxes on. Anyway, let me press space bar.
Space.
0, 0. Access number screen. Access numbers are needed to enter secured areas. This program uses 2 access numbers for security purposes. The first access number is an assistant manager access number, and the second access number is a manager's only access number. Remember that access numbers cannot exceed 4 digits. Enter assistant manager's access number. 0. Enter manager's only
okay.
security number.
Now, this part of the screen allows you to put in what I call access numbers. Assistant manager access and the manager only. When you're not there and you have your assistant doing your reports and things, they're going to be places where they need access to, and they're going to need an access number. And then you have your manager only access number, and that's a number that nobody knows but you, the manager. And that's for particular areas in the program that you don't even want your assistant to be able to go into and look at. So I'm gonna enter.
Enter assistant manager's access number.
I'm gonna say
6500.
And you can put any four numbers you want.
Enter
06. Enter manager's only high security number.
And I'm putting in my manager high security number.
06. Enter
confirmation section. Assistant manager's access number is 6500. Manager's only high security number is 6550. Is the above information correct?
And I'm gonna say why for yeah.
Word processor selection screen. This program allows you to copy your daily reports and your inventory records to a file. You must choose a word processor so you can print and fax these documents. Enter M for Microsoft Word. Enter W for WordPad. Enter P for Word Perfect. Make your choice.
Okay, this is a word processor screen because you sometimes want to open up documents, some of your daily reports, and you need a word processor, and you can use WordPad, Microsoft Word. I've never really used WordPerfect, so I probably need to take that out of there because I never really tried it, but I'm pretty sure it would work the same. Okay, I'm going to say that I'm going to use WordPad. WordPad works real good, so I'm going to say WordPad, but you can't use Microsoft Word. I'm going to say W for WordPad.
Welcome to the setup data review section. This section gives you the opportunity to review all your setup data. Check the setup data carefully for errors. If you find any incorrect data, you can run the program setup again or just edit the incorrect data. Press any key to view setup data.
Now, this lets you know that you get ready to go into the setup data review screen. This is where you get a chance to actually look at everything that you inputted. And if you see anything that's not correct, you can correct it before you actually save it. So I made the space bar to go into that.
Space
1. First business date is Thursday, October 1st, 2009. 2. Operator's name is William Cox. 3. Assistant manager is Mary Jones. 4. Business name is Bill Cafe. 5. Facility number is 98. 6. Business address is 3233 Joseph Street. 7. City, state, and zip is Quantico, Virginia. 22,134. 8. Business telephone number is 222/333/4444. 9. Business fax number is 222/333/8888. 10. Petty cash is 1,200.00. 11. Beginning inventory is 5,000.00. 12. Last quarter total expense is 10,000.00. 13. Open on weekends equals no. 14. Days open per week is 5. 15. Business quarter number is 1. 16. End of quarter date is Thursday, December 31st, 2009. 17. End of fiscal year date is Thursday, September 30th, 2010. Press any key to view more.
Okay, I'm going to press it key and view some more information.
Space.
18. Deposit day is Friday, 19. Business operating percentage is 0.45, 20. Number of suppliers are 10, 21. Assistant manager's access number is 6500, 22. Manager's access number is 6550, 23. Number of vending machines emptied is 3, 24. Word processor is WordPad, 25. Collect city food tax equals no. Is all setup data correct?
And it asks me is all correct. If it's correct, you hit yes. If it's not correct, you hit no. And it'll give you a chance to edit it. But I'm going to say yes, it is all correct.
Why?
Command results. NTVDMD20.868.560004.
Saving this information.
File edit window help. Congratulations. You have successfully set up Viper version 7. To manage all your business data, you are really going to enjoy the power of this program. Press any key to go to the main menu.
And it said, congratulations, you have installed Viper. You're going to enjoy the power of this program. And it said, pressing the key. So you have actually finished the installation and the setup part of Viper. I'm going to press spacebar.
Space.
Command results. You do not have any employees on payroll. Do you want to add an employee?
You can say no to that if you want to. But I'm going to say yes just to show you that. It has a payroll part, too, that I'm going to go over later.
Why?
Do your next pay period end on Friday, October 2nd, 2009?
It asks you to do your payroll ends on Friday, where our payroll ends each on, we have a 2-week payroll. And it asks me to do it ends on Friday. Let's read that.
Jaws to piece, blank, 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 file menu bar, edit menu bar, blank, 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 blank. Do your next pay period end on Friday, October 2nd, 2009.
Okay, and that is not correct. It do not end on Friday, the 2nd. So I'm gonna say no, that's not right.
N is your next ending pay period Friday, October 9th, 2009.
Now,
enter Y for yes, enter no.
That is right, I'm gonna say yes.
Y.
0.00, 0.00, /////, employee input screen, enter new employee's name.
I'm gonna put in Mary Jones.
N-A-R, what space?
Y. Space, Y.
Y space J-O-N-E-S enter
0.0 enter employees wage per hour.
I'm gonna say $10 an hour. I'm just putting this
zero,
in.
Enter 0.0 enter total weekly hours.
0.40 hours.
40.0 enter employees address.
I'm gonna put in an address and just make up
zero.
G R E E S P S T R E E T enter
100 enter city state and
zip
double comma space B A period enter
// enter beginning employment date //
I'm gonna say, I'm gonna make up a beginning employee date.
Enter
// enter employee social security number
I'm
/.
I'm gonna make up a social security number right quick.
33330 enter
// enter employee's telephone number //
and
/.
Seven make up a
2229933 apostrophe. Enter.
Confirmation section. Employee name is Mary Jones. Employee wage is 10.00. Total weekly hours is 40. Social security number is 222/33/3300. Address is 100 Green Street, City, State, and zip code is Woodbridge, Virginia. Telephone number is 703/222/9933. Beginning employment date is January 1st, 2009. Is the above information
I'm
correct?
I'm gonna say yeah.
Why?
Do you want to add another employee?
I'm gonna say no.
And
command results, the daily report wizard main menu, manager William Cox, to run the daily report setup program again, press 1, to create a daily report, press 2, to view current sales and purchase data, press 3, to monitor countout data, press 4, to print another daily report, press 5, to recover a past daily report, press 6, to run the error fixer, press 0, to quit this program, press Q, make your choice.
Now if you notice something, it brought me to the daily report wizard main menu. So we have actually set it up, the program, we've added an employee and all that, so the program is set up. But I was telling you that when it asked me the question about how many companies do you order from, and I put in 10, and I want to show you real quick why I put that information in about companies, because this allows you to set up your shortcuts. And let me show that right quick. Let me hit 2.
Alt tab, daily report with
2.
Program assistant, it would be more time effective if you would add all 10 of your wholesale companies at once. Do you want to add all your wholesale companies now?
Okay, I'm gonna say yes.
Why?
Add new company screen, enter the new wholesale company's name.
Okay, and I'm gonna add, okay. Let's put in,
enter the invoice category section. Choose one of the following options. Enter Sam Club's invoice category.
Okay, and most of these companies come on the invoice category 1. Because you have two categories, category 1 and category 2. Category 1 is for regular company purchases. Category 0 is for expenses. I'm putting in 1.
New company confirmation section. Check the company's invoice for the spelling of the company's name. The new company name is Sam Club. The invoice category is 1. Is the company name and category?
Yes.
Sam Club delivery day selection screen. Choose Sam Club delivery day
and
from
Sam
the menu.
Sam Club don't come on
Monday,
any particular day,
Tuesday,
so I'm putting A for any day.
Program assistant, it is recommended that you add all 10 of your wholesale companies now. One company added. Do you want to add another
so
wholesale?
Yes.
Add new company.
Enter.
The invoice category.
1.
New company confirmation section. Check the company's invoice for the spelling of the company's name. The new company name is Pepsi Cola. The
invoice.
Pepsi Cola delivery day selection
screen. Thursday,
choose
Pepsi
Cola delivery day from
Monday
the menu below. For
Monday,
press 1. For Tuesday,
two,
press 2.
Wednesday,
for Wednesday, press 3.
I mean,
for Thursday,
four,
press 4. Two companies added. Do you want to add another?
Yes.
Add new company screen.
C-O-C-H-C-O-L-A, enter.
The invoice.
One.
New
Coca-Cola
company confirmation
time.
Section. Check the company's invoice for the spelling of the company's name. The new company name is Coca-Cola.
Yes.
Coca-Cola delivery day selection
screen.
Come in on
Monday, only
one.
Three companies added. Do you want
to yes.
Add new company screen? Enter the new old.
O-T-E-E-N-B-E-R-G-S-P-E-A-K-E-R-Y. Enter.
The invoice cap.
One.
Check the
okay.
company's invoice for the spelling of the company's name. New company confirmation section. Check the company's invoice for the spelling of the company's name. The new company name is Ottenberg Bakery. The invoice
Bakery
category is one.
Yes.
Ottenberg Bakery
and
delivery day selection screen. Choose Ottenberg
day.
Bakery delivery day
e.
from the menu below for Monday.
A.
Four companies added. Do you want to add?
Y.
Add new company screen.
Frito-Lay. Enter
the invoice.
One.
New company confirmation section. Check the company's invoice for the spelling of the company's name. The new company name is Frito-Lay. The invoice.
Yes.
Why?
Frito-Lay delivery day selection.
Five.
Do you want to add another?
Why?
Add new company screen. Enter the new wholesale company's
this time,
name.
I'm gonna put in
G-I-A-N-T-F-O-O-D. Enter.
The invoice.
One.
New company confirmation section. Check the company's invoice for the spelling of the
and
company
right,
name.
Say
The new
yes.
company name
I know
was
it's right.
Giant Food Delivery Day
And
Selection
that come
Three.
in
Choose
any
Giant
day,
Food
so I'm at
Delivery.
eight.
Six companies added. Do you
Y
want
for
add new
another, add
company
another
screen?
one.
Enter the new wholesale company's name.
This time I'm gonna add
C-E-F-T-U-R-Y.
Right.
Country cost.
Enter.
The invoice category section.
Company called
One. Check the
Century.
company's invoice for the spelling of the company's name. New company confirmation section. Check the company's invoice for the spelling of the company's name. The new company name is Century. The
Y. Yes.
Century Delivery Day
Come in on
Selection.
Wednesday.
Three.
Seven companies
So
added.
hit
Do you
three.
want to add another wholesale?
Y.
Add new
Yes.
company screen. Enter the new wholesale company's name.
And I'm going to do
Double
Walmart.
M.
Double M. M.
A-L-M-A-R-T.
R.
Enter.
The invoice category section. Choose one of the following options. For regular.
Zero.
New company confirmation section. Check the company's invoice.
Y.
Walmart
Yes.
delivery day
Walmart come
selection
in any
screen.
day sometime.
Eight companies added. Do you want
Sometime
to add
that's in
another
a day.
wholesale company?
Yes.
Y.
Add new company screen. Enter the new wholesale company's name.
And I'm going to Barcelona.
Barcelona. Enter.
The invoice cap.
One.
New company confirmation section.
Yes.
Y. Barcelona delivery day selection.
A.
Nine companies added. Do you want
Yes,
to
gonna
add
add
another?
another
Y.
one.
Add new company screen. Enter the new wholesale company's name.
And I'm going to add
E-V-E-R-F-R-E-S-H. Enter.
The invoice cap.
One.
New company confirmed.
Y.
Make your choice. Everfresh delivery day selection
Delta
screen.
two.
Two.
Ten companies added. Do you want to add another wholesale
Now you can
company?
add more than 10, but I'm gonna stop at 10 since I said 10.
N.
Program assistant. You now have 10 companies in the company file. It is recommended that you now use the company shortcut feature. With this feature, you will no longer have to type the company's name anymore. All you will have to do is type the company's initials. For example, instead of typing Pepsi Cola, you will only type the initials PC. Do you want to turn the shortcut feature on?
And you definitely want to turn this on because it'll keep you from having to type all these company names all the way out. You just enter the shortcut. That's why if you got 14 companies, you think you got 14 companies, just say 14, and this will allow you to add the shortcut. Some say yes.
Y.
The add company's shortcut section. Enter the shortcut for Barcelona.
Barcelona, I'm gonna say
B.
B.
Enter.
Enter the shortcut for Century.
I'm gonna say a C for
C.
Century.
Enter.
Enter the shortcut for Coca-Cola.
I'm gonna say
C.
CC for
C.
Coca-Cola.
Enter.
Enter the shortcut for Everfresh.
I'm gonna say
E.
EF
F.
for Everfresh.
Enter the shortcut for Frito-Lay.
I'm gonna say
F.
FAL for
L. L.
Frito-Lay.
Enter the shortcut for Giant Food.
I'm gonna say GF for
GFG.
Giant
Enter.
Food.
Enter the shortcut for Ottenburg
I'm
Bakery.
gonna say
O.
OB for Our Great
Ah.
Bakery.
Enter the shortcut for Pepsi Cola.
I'm gonna say
E.
PC for
C.
Pepsi.
Easy. Enter the shortcut for Sam Club.
I'm gonna say SC for
SC.
Sam Club.
Enter the shortcut for Walmart.
I'm gonna say
Double
WM
M.
for
W M.
Walmart.
The Daily Report Wizard main menu. Manager William Cox. To run the Daily Report setup program
And I'm
again,
back to
press
the Daily
1 to
Report
create a daily
main
report.
wizard
Press
main
2 to
menu.
view current.
And then I just added the shortcuts. And you never have to type these company names out anymore. You just enter the shortcut. That saved you a lot of typing. That's why I said not much typing involved with this program. Okay, well, I have just demonstrated the installation. I've showed you how to set it up, showed you how to add employee to the payroll part of the program. And I even showed you how to set up your shortcuts. So that's enough information there. And that have been the installation setup of the Viper program. And hope you have enjoyed this. And I'm going to be signing off, but I just want to say thank you for your email, you emailing me. And email me, and maybe we can communicate and we can work out a way where maybe I can get you a copy of this program. Okay, my email address have changed. I've gone with the Verizon Fios, so my email address is not mancog53@comcast.net. I've changed it. In fact, I've had that for about 3 years or so. I was 53 when I started that email address, but now I got a new one. It's mancog56@verizon.net. That's mancox56@verizon.net. Verizon is verizon.net. Okay, and I hope you have a blessed day, and I hope everything is going well with you. And until next time, God bless you.